This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Occasionally, we have to say this. If you are new to the show, it's kind of different. I am an overthinker.
That's a good way to put that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is it's not to put down thinking about ideas or taking things seriously. It's just that I can... My brain will just overheat, and I try to figure stuff out, and I've got friends like this too. So I want to point that out, because if you're like that, you're not alone. And some people try to, we do this to a fault, like, okay, wait a second. Well, like it would come to God, for instance, like, wait a second. Okay. If God knows before something happens, I mean, he could have done this, but he let that happen. And then if, what about in this? And he also knew what's, but you know what? The Bible stories in the Bible just kind of blow all that up on a couple levels. Number one, he said his name is I Am, like present tense. And Jesus even said, now follow me on this. Again, I overthink stuff, but I also think this is important. He said, before Abraham was, I am. And that invoked a whole lot of stuff to the people around him. My point is, God is yesterday. He's there yesterday. He's there today. He's there tomorrow. His idea of time... My idea of time, I can't comprehend him. I can't. And at some point, even as I like to take ideas seriously and try to figure things out, and I like to be analytical, I'm a very analytical person, I get it, there's a way to understand God, and it's not as a computer. It's as a father, and we're the kids, and we're supposed to be humble and say, you know what, I don't get it, but you're the father. I'm supposed to relate to him like that, not as a computer. And at some point, I think he just wants to go, hey, why don't you lie down and take a nap? And I'm saying this as somebody who is very analytical and asks a lot of questions and very skeptical. Just so you know, if you're one of those people too, you are among friends here. We're not going to give you all the answers. Don't have them. And that's okay. Going on, you're listening to one of those cool radio shows that everybody talks about. Oh, that guy's cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
Brandt.
He's super awesome.
Let's just do it.
All right. Let's get to it.
Whoops.
Oh, my goodness. We've just been interrupted on this cool radio program. We have breaking animal news.
It's okay.
I'm at the breaking animal news desk. I'm Brandt Hansen. What were you going
to
say?
I wanted to say it's okay to just get into breaking animal news. We don't have to do the whole cool and pretend like we're breaking in.
And we have this breaking story from Sherry's home. She's wearing a Steelers sweater right now.
I am, yes.
This breaking animal story is from Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
There's a man in Pittsburgh who has 30 days. He's been given 30 days to find the rooster on his property that's been bothering everybody for years. They're tired of it. They're tired of the rooster crowing, making noise in the morning. For years, they've called the cops, the animal control people, like, look, dude, get your rooster. Now he's got 30 days. He's like, I can't find it.
He doesn't know where the rooster is.
He says, I don't know where it is. It's okay. On his property, he admits, but he cannot find it.
And in 30 days, if he does not find the rooster,
I don't know if he gets taken to jail or something, but this sounds like a pretty good premise for an action movie. Give Jason Statham, Stallone, Wesley Snipes...
The Rock. Matt Damon. Find a rooster. And then we'll have a whole bunch of them. Find a rooster
team.
One.
Yeah,
two,
right.
Three, four, five.
Find the rooster six. We found that one.
There's another.
This one's even harder to find. Oh, this time it's personal. Maybe you've seen this. Somebody sent me Cheerios, pumpkin spice Cheerios, pumpkin spice this and that. I mean, it's a cliche now.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this for years. It's all a big hysterical crowd reaction.
And you have made the declaration that no one actually likes.
That's the big secret.
Pumpkin spice.
Because
okay.
That's why it's only seasonal. If we liked it, it would be all year round.
Okay.
That's what's going on. And we have a message here that was left in our voicemail.
My name is Sierra. I just wanted to say, Brandt, I completely agree with you. I'm actually drinking my latte right now. And I was thinking, how much I don't really love it. And then I heard the show and it made me laugh because I pay for one like every day because they're seasonal. And I pretend like I love pumpkin stuff because it's a stereotype, but maybe I don't really love it. So I just want to say thank you for exposing that truth.
Oh, yeah.
Really bringing revelation to my heart.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
Oh, pumpkin spice revelation.
Having your eyes open to the fact that, wait a second.
I don't like this.
I'm not
at
enjoying
all.
This. So how much TV did you watch when you were a kid? I watched a ton. I mean, a lot. You did too.
I did too, yeah.
I mean, we knew back in the day, we would memorize like what was on. There were only three or four, five channels. So we kind of memorize what's on Tuesday night and then what's on Wednesday night. I watched a lot. This study says that interferes with grades if you let your kids watch shows. If you're 9 to 15 year olds, and especially if they watch like rated R movies and stuff, it's actually going to hurt you academically. The reaction to this is normally, and the reason I even brought this up, normally the reaction is something like that. Well, I watched a lot and I turned out okay. That's not the maybe the best way to parent. Well, I did this and I turned out okay because, A, did I really turn out okay?
Okay, it's so relative, yeah, isn't it?
It really is. It's like, why turn out okay? Really? You don't have any problems. You had no lingering, you have nothing, no character issues. No, you just turned out so well.
That's
well,
a good point.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that about myself. So it's difficult to go, well, I did this, so it must be all right. Like maybe it's still not. Maybe it wasn't good. Maybe letting your kids watch that stuff wasn't such a good idea. Or maybe if you got a kid who's 8, 9 years old and you're starting to go, hey, here's some rated R stuff. Like, maybe it's still unwise. And if you know some people who've maybe gone through parenting and their kids turned out to be solid and you feel like they got some wisdom, maybe ask them about it. There are people, maybe you're one of them, just smile all the time. It's great. Major social advantages to doing that.
Okay.
What I don't understand is somebody who's generally kind of expressionless. I don't understand the argument. I heard it again yesterday. Well, when you frown, it takes 42 muscles, facial muscles.
Okay.
But if you smile, it takes less. So you should smile because it takes too many. Like, it, really, I mean, are your face muscles tired at the end of the day? Is that really the issue? Are you just like, oh, my face just needs to relax?
Well, I think what they're saying is it takes more effort to frown than it does to smile. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what they're saying.
What that tells me is it takes facial muscle invocation to smile as
well. Yes, it does, yeah.
So if I want to save energy in order to, and what I'm doing is I'm always thinking, what can I do heroic? Like if some emergency happens, I'm going to save the energy.
Okay.
So you should be thankful for the expressionless people around you because they have stored up energy in case something happens.
Okay. So if something apocalyptic happens, it's the frowning people that are going to save us because they have all the energy.
No, Sherry's on the ground. She needs to carry out real quick.
Oh,
I'm tired. I smile like everybody said. I don't have the... I'm sorry. No. Maybe, and I bet you have, but maybe you failed at stuff. I certainly have. And I don't always know when I'm failing, but I know after it's over, that didn't work. Maybe you should be thankful for that stuff. And I wasn't even thinking about it till I saw this quote. I don't normally like read stuff on here, but it's a short quote from Brennan Manning. And I thought it was so good. It's like one of those blessings, but it's not like you would expect. Like somebody blesses you, like, may the sun shine on your face.
Mm-hmm.
I think so good because it's, anyway, here it is. May all your expectations be frustrated. May all your plans be thwarted. May all your desires be withered into nothingness, that you may experience the powerlessness and poverty of a child, and then sing and dance in the love of God, who is the Father, Son, and Spirit. Like, if that's what it takes to finally be broken down, enough failure to, you know what? I just need to trust God. And I'll be a kid, and wow, that's actually really freeing. I can dance now. That's a good thing. If you ever want to call us or contact us, you can just call 855-90-BRANT, 855-90-BRANT. We get voicemails. We love them.
Hi, Brant and Sherry. This is Molly. I was just listening to your podcast talking about that people can often be not very honest on Facebook. And I'm just wondering if you have any ideas about how we could be more honest. My husband and I have had some hard things going on the last few years. And to help us cope, we go outside a lot and go hiking and camping or just for a walk in the woods. That really helps us. But on Facebook, all people see is our adventures outside. And I don't want to be the source of other people thinking that our life is perfect when in reality it's not. So I'm just wondering if you have any ideas about how we could be more honest. Thanks. Love you guys both.
Thank you.
That's a great question.
I actually do. And I know this isn't natural for everybody, but I think a step towards being vulnerable, not like giving away confidential secrets on social media, but if you're willing to put up your photos, I mean, you're sharing some of your life, why not share, like, hey, things haven't been going that great this week, but what a great break to be able to hike, you know, here in the mountains. It's been wonderful. Just a little bit of vulnerability instead of a highlight reel, I think would go a long way with people. I've seen where it's really freeing for people. It's, again, it's not a woe is me thing. It's just, this is just sharing life together. To the extent that you can share any specificities, fine. And if not, you know, just a general, this is a really wonderful break for us. It lets people in on the fact that you're having a three-dimensional life instead of just trying to impress everybody. Don't understand this. We were talking about we had breaking animal news earlier, and this guy in Pittsburgh has been given 30 days to catch his rooster. He lives in the city. And it's been driving people crazy for years because it's loud and obnoxious. And he says, I can't catch it. I don't know where it is.
I'm finding that hard to believe.
That's what I don't understand that part of the story. He said, look, I've called the zoo. I don't know what that means either. I called the zoo.
The zoo's going to come
hey,
out
zoo.
Here. There's a rooster on my property. I mean, because ideally it's your rooster.
Right.
And he has to eat, right? A rooster has
to
eat.
What's the zoo? Hey, zoo. I got a rooster. What, the zoo's gonna be
like what?
Okay, well,
so do we.
Yeah, we have all sorts of stuff. But you want to? We want.
How do I catch it?
Well, zoo, I feel like you guys could come and take it, and then you'll attract people to your zoo. No offense, but a rooster's not that exotic, sir. And you're talking to the Pittsburgh Zoo. We have all sorts of stuff. We don't need a chicken. Get started talking about pumpkin spice, everything. You probably heard us talking about that. I've been listening for a while.
So many calls on this. You say no one likes pumpkin spice.
Yeah, that's the truth. We don't. It's just a big mass hysteria thing.
Okay, so I put a call there for you to listen to.
Okay, it's a voicemail.
Hi, this is Ruth. I'm just calling to rebuttal a little bit on the pumpkin spice. I honestly like pumpkin spice no matter when it is. It could be in the fall or in the spring or whenever. So, rebuttal is, sometimes you just like something, and not just in your head.
All right, so what do you do with that?
What do I do with that?
Yes.
When confronted with apparent evidence that my thesis is incorrect.
Yes, by her own personal experience.
Create a diversion. Check out this highlighter in this can of Lysol and these papers. Look at that.
That's
really nice paper.
This is what you do whenever someone...
Hey, change the subject.
Okay,
that's what I do.
That's a good tactic.
Thanks. If you are totally frustrated with work, it's very natural to think, man, I would love not to have to work. I'd love to be just done with this, retire, or win the lottery, never have to work again. Just like, you know, in the Garden of Eden, there's no work. You just got to lie around. And then when we blew it, when in the Bible, when Adam and Eve sinned, then they had to start working. You know, see, work is a part of, you know, being fallen. It's actually not. Actually, there was work before the fall. God gave Adam something to do right off the bat. Like, we do have to work. It's actually a good thing. And there's something about having to show up every day to something where you're responsible for things and accountable to other people, and you're not necessarily in charge making your own decisions. I mean, that's why they pay you, because generally speaking, you wouldn't show up otherwise. I mean, there is something good about that. There's a servanthood aspect. You are serving people. I'm saying this as somebody who struggles with it too, but showing up every day, doing something faithfully, it's not torture. It's actually a blessing at some level. I know that sounds crazy, but God had it as in his original plan for humans. We're actually made to do this too. We're hoping this is okay with you, but I actually do listener evaluations. That means just by listening to the show, I evaluate you. And it's like a work evaluation, except it's for people listening to the show. Or you listen to the podcast, or you interact with us anyway.
So is there a time frame, like you've been listening for a month, and then you're evaluated, or right from the bat you're evaluated?
Try to evaluate you every 6 months, and we'll set new goals for your life and stuff together.
For your life?
Yeah. So and then we'll see if you meet expectations.
It goes beyond listening to the show. You're evaluating their lives. Oh, yeah, interesting.
Just got to voicemail from Josh, who didn't like it.
Okay.
And so we placed him on station probation.
Oh, I remember that call. Yeah.
Yeah. Was,
yeah.
So he's on station probation, but here's what the voicemail he left.
Hi, Brant. This is Josh. My question is there some sort of form or procedure that I need to go through to get off of listener probation?
Mm.
Because I heard through Sherry's laughing that I was on listener probation, and I am having trouble accepting this, and I'd really like to get back in your good graces. So if you could let me know what is needed, I'm happy to do whatever I can.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
No,
that's good. He sounds like he has a repentive heart.
He has the proper attitude, and I wanted everybody to hear that. Like, that's the proper response.
Because we've had a lot of people not wanting to be evaluated.
Yeah, and they even balk at the idea of being on station probation. They don't like me putting them on there. Yeah, just listen to all the podcasts, listen to all the show, the whole show,
okay.
Not part of it.
All right.
All of it, every day.
This is what he has to do.
Yeah,
to
and eventually
off
we'll take
probation.
Him off station probation.
Oh, so there is no form or anything from the fellow.
No, it's a matter of, I monitor people, and it's a matter of you living up to our expectations here at the show, and then you'll be off it.
Okay.
I hope that's okay. You've heard us talking about MediShare. We're so thankful for them. Here is the info. If you want to contact them and find out about how you can maybe save a ton of money when it comes to your health bills, you share it with other people. It's really remarkable. But anyway, here's how you can find out about it.
You can look them up online at biblicalhealthcare.com, or you can call 855-772-5699.
There's a big headline here. You need to hear this. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The headline says, researchers find it's better not to make your bed.
Okay.
Better not to make your bed. Researchers, I... salute you.
You
that
don't
is
even
exactly
know,
right.
Do you know the methodology?
Oh,
or
no.
Why,
I don't. Not only do
matter.
I not know the methodology, I
care.
Didn't even read where the researchers are, what the point, what the
right.
paper, what where they presented this.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even read the article.
The
I read
headline
the headline.
Was enough.
That's all I need.
Well, there are other headlines that say that it's a no, you don't want that.
Okay. Oh. Hey, if you ever have kids, a little warning, it goes real fast. It accelerates your own life. And the thing is, you don't feel necessarily that much older yourself, but you see that they're getting older really fast. And my daughter's birthday is the 8th. But I knew, like, I visited her at college. She goes to college in New York City. And we visited over the weekend, and I realized, I'm not going to cry. Watch this.
Well, your eyes are
no,
already
you
tearing
watch,
up,
no,
so
no,
I'm
they're
not.
Sure. Okay. As my contact lens is irritating.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to cry.
All right.
But when she was a baby, I smelled her hair. I love the smell of her hair. I love the smell of a baby's head in general, but there's something about my daughter's hair.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she'd sit on my lap, smell her hair, I'm not going to cry. I'm
okay.
still not.
No, okay. Your
I
contacts
might pause.
Are, your contacts are irritating
They're
you
very
more
much
and more.
Irritating
I can see.
Me. Stupid contact lenses. Oh, I hate corrective lenses. I'd rather not see. Yeah, that's right. Totally different subject.
Right.
So we're saying goodbye, and I still like the smell of her hair.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, she's turning 20.
Wow.
Like, so this is the last time I get to see my teenage daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I still took a big, strong smell, you know, and if I were crying, mm-hmm. I would admit it.
Yeah, I know. It's just the contacts. You need.
They are really bothering me.
You need new
They're
ones.
They're even affecting my throat.
Those are some really bad contacts.
I wish I could get through that easier. But yeah, it goes really fast. But you know what? Still like smelling my daughter's hair. Something about that's up there on the list of awesome things. That's all. That's all I wanted to say. And I said it.
There's a tear on your right.
No, there's not.
I see it. It's there.
It's so not it's just, a tear.
What is it? Are you sweating from your eyes?
My eyes are sweating.
Okay. Well, all right.
I have sweaty eyes, and I don't appreciate everybody knowing about
me bringing attention
Man.
To it.
You know what? Sherry's a little shorter than average. Yeah, there.
Everybody
I said
knows
it too,
that.
So everybody has their own vulnerabilities. I have sweaty eyes. A little shorter.
That's true.
A little bit.
Right.
Yeah, so there. I lashed out. Do you want me to just cry?
No,
is that why you're bringing this up
no,
again?
No, I wanted you to talk more about being a parent. I know there are so many people that can relate. You're talking about how quickly it goes. Your daughter's going to be 20. And just watching her grow up and realizing it went by so quickly.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, all right. Okay. And I'm not going to get emotional about this. Seriously.
Okay.
Determined. I did think about this because she's in New York City. I would never have. I'm from small town, you know, Midwest guy. And she's enjoying it. But it's not changing her. And I really love that.
Mm-hmm.
It does make me think about God's relationship with us because, like, he sends us out. We live in this place he created. He thinks it's beautiful. I think New York's beautiful. I love where she is. I love the city. And I love seeing pictures that she posts, the photos. She's a good photographer. She posts photos from around the city, and I can tell she's really enjoying it. And it does make me think about how God views us going through life. Like, if you're a father who loves your child, you love it when they enjoy where they are. Mm-hmm. You just do. Yeah, it's a weird emotion. I don't know what to call it. The father emotion, happy that his kid's happy. I'm sure moms experience this too. But just to go, wow, I want you to appreciate how beautiful this is. It didn't make me think about how God views us. Like, instead of us getting so caught up in everything, just go, man, this is beautiful. He apparently really enjoys that. I know I do. So many people have reacted to discussing this, the pumpkin spice phenomenon, which I've attributed to mass hysteria and crowd groupthink.
We have been inundated with calls, people agreeing with you and disagreeing with you, both.
Mostly agreeing, but we got this voicemail.
Hi, Brant. This is Kathy from DeMott. I agree with you about the pumpkin spice stuff, but what about eggnog during Thanksgiving and Christmas? Because I got to go for the eggnog. Let me know what you think. Bye-bye.
Well, what I think is that you've been totally had because you, I eat the eggnog in the same thing. Eggnog, peeps, because people don't eat marshmallows year-round like that. Like just stuff and, oh, these peeps are incredible. No, they're not. They're not, you guys.
So peeps, eggnog.
You could have nog all year long. You could have eggnog.
Right.
But
are you saying people don't like it?
Yep. That's exactly, and there's no nuance. And that's why it's a great opinion. Because
binary.
I'm not qualifying it. I am completely blanket statementing it.
Okay.
No matter what anybody's subjective opinion is.
Got it.
Yeah. So you may know we don't talk politics on this show. It's just not our thing. It is important. Sure, it's important. Mm-hmm. But just that's just not our thing for this show. Sherry has a take, though, that I think is so great. Hang on a second. I want to find a big fanfare.
Oh, that's
it. You got to hear this. A lot of people need to hear what Sherry has to say because it's so true.
So much pressure.
No,
okay.
I think it'll be freeing for people.
Well, this is what I tell myself.
Yeah, okay. Wait for the thing real.
Okay.
It builds anticipation. So you have to wait. And
okay.
Then, bam,
now? All right. So I tell myself, you don't have to respond. You don't have to comment. You don't have to say anything. And it's okay. You see something on there and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe they posted it. Oh my goodness. I actually don't have to say anything. And sometimes most times I feel compelled, like I better get in here and let them know.
Totally.
You know, actually, no, you don't have to. And it's okay.
It's okay. I just think it's really freeing. I love that take.
It is.
It doesn't mean you don't have an opinion.
Nope.
It doesn't mean things aren't wrong or right.
Yep.
Just don't have to weigh in on everything. My goodness.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.